Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Marvin Gully, and I will be your host tonight for the 8 p.m. show on Life Coach Radio Network, titled I Am. Tonight, we will be talking about self-image and how to improve and enhance your self-image. Now, the last time I was with you all, I spoke on self-esteem, and I just want to go back and kind of review a little bit about what self-esteem is to lead us into our topic tonight on self-image. So self-esteem is, you know, how you feel about yourself, your self-worth, the value of yourself, your opinion of yourself. And as we know, there are plenty of things that can happen throughout life that can affect how we feel about ourselves, our self-esteem, from having a low self-esteem to, you know, helping your self-esteem to increase in doing different things throughout life that give you confidence in yourself. So what I want to do is, of course, I'm not an expert on this topic at all. So what I would like to do is just read some of the stuff that I had last time, just to kind of go over it a little bit to give you an idea of ways you can improve your self-esteem. So why is self-esteem important? How we feel about ourselves can influence how we live our lives. People who feel that they're likable and lovable, in other words, people with good self-esteem, have better relationships. They're more likely to ask for help and support from friends and family when they need it. People who believe they can accomplish goals and solve problems are more likely to do well in school. Having good self-esteem allows you to accept yourself and live life to the fullest. So that's the reason why self-esteem is important, and having a high self-esteem. And just to give you an understanding about what I do for a living, I work as a personal trainer. I consider myself a self-esteem, self-image, self-identity coach, a self-proclaimed, you know. And the reason being, I've said this before, is because as a personal trainer, I do that. I help people with their self-esteem feel better about themselves, and as they're working out, getting in better shape, they're developing a better self-image. And so when you tie both of those in together, you know, you create a better self-identity and understanding of who you are and who you were created to be. So some steps to improving your self-esteem is, I think, the most important is to try to stop thinking negative thoughts about yourself. You know, we've all had things that we didn't succeed at, and so it created thoughts in our head of, you know, I failed, or I'm no good, or I can't do something. And the thing about it is, you're not a failure. You may have failed, but that is not what you are as a person. You're still a person that was created to live a successful life, but you're not a failure. Failure, to fail is a thing. That's something that you've done. You failed at a task or you failed at a job, but that's not who you are. You're not a failure. So when you don't succeed at what you're trying to accomplish, that, just look at that as a setback, or, you know, just another experience to propel you forward and just a learning lesson. You know, so number one, try to stop thinking negative thoughts about yourself. Number two is aim for accomplishments rather than perfection. That's another thing that so many people do. I hear the statement all the time about perfecting this and perfecting that. You know, to each his own with how they feel about how they should go about their task. But personally, I believe when what this says here, aim to accomplish it, you know, be excellent at it, but not necessarily perfect at it. You know, because there's always ways to improve on anything that you set out to do. So if you strive for me, I believe if you strive for excellence, you know, you can come out on the better side of success than if you strive for perfection. You know, it's a debatable thing. I guess it all depends on, you know, what you're trying to accomplish and what the end goal is, if you want to say perfection or if you want to say excellence. But personally, I think excellence is a more doable and, you know, more realistic, you know. And I know I hear great success stories about people that say, you know, don't be realistic, you know, being realistic is mediocre and average, but, you know, you have to tell the truth. You know, I think being real is telling the truth about where you're at the moment. Being realistic is about looking yourself in the mirror and say, okay, this is who I am right now, but this is, you know, not the end me. This is, you know, just, you know, just the start or the middle of where I am and accomplishing who I'm setting out to be. Another way is to view mistakes as learning opportunities. Of course, as I said, you know, striving for excellence instead of perfection. And then try new things. Recognize what you can change and what you can't. And set goals. You know, goals help you to, and I have a problem with this myself, setting goals. You know, I set a goal and then it just, you know, I don't think about them anymore, so I have to learn to put my goals in front of me more often. But when you set goals, you think about, you know, what you like to accomplish, and you make plans to do that, you know, in small amounts, small steps in accomplishing that goal. And then take pride in your opinions and ideas and make contributions and exercise. Exercise relieves stress and helps you feel healthier and happier, you know, the endorphins being released and everything. And, you know, have fun at what you're seeking out to do, and don't put so much pressure on yourself. You know you've brought your best and you've did your best, that's all that you can give. You know, you can't give any more than that. So that's just some, you know, just to go back and talk about self-esteem a little bit, because, again, self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. You know, do you feel great about the person that you see? You know, when you see yourself and you look at yourself, do you feel like, hey, you know, I'm a success, I'm happy with who I am, I know I can do better, but, you know, so start being happy with what you see, because it starts there, it starts with gratitude. You know, I'm not there yet, but I've came a long way, you know, that kind of mindset, you know, so, or I'm not there yet, but I'm starting out and I'm going to continue to grow each and every day. So tonight I want to talk about self-image. Self-image is the idea, conception, or mental image one has of his or herself. So when I think of self-image, when I look at myself in the mirror, I what do I picture myself as? You know, I said the word feel a success, but do I also picture, you know, a success when I look at myself, or do I picture a failure? Again, I don't believe that failure is a person. Failure is a thing, is something that happened on your path, you know, on your way. So, you know, how do you see yourself? You know, what do you see yourself doing? What do you see yourself accomplishing? Image is a mental picture. So, you know, the thoughts that you have of yourself, the kind of thoughts that you have, do they agree with what you see? Are they congruent with what you see? You know, so, you know, start to wake up in the morning and dream a little bit at night. Dream a little bit at night about who you want to become. You know, you're not there yet, but just think about it and say, you know, I don't care what kind of goal it is. It can be the just craziest thing ever. You know, I'm a believer in Christ. I believe in God. So I believe that whatever the mind, you know, which they've all said, the great self-help gurus and everything, what the mind can believe, you can achieve. You know, so whatever you believe you can become, believe that it's very much possible if you put forth the effort and you paint that picture in your head of the end result of what you want to do and set those goals out to accomplish it. So I'm going to read a little bit here about self-image. Self-image is how you perceive yourself. It is a number of self-impressions that have built up over time. What are your hopes and dreams? What do you think and feel? What have you done throughout your life, and what did you want to do? These self-images can be very positive, giving a person confidence in their thoughts and actions, or negative, making a person doubtful of their capabilities and ideas. Surprisingly, your self-image can be very different from how the world sees you. I think this is very important right here. Some people who outwardly seem to have it all, intelligence, looks, personal, and financial success, may have a bad self-image. Others who have had a very difficult life and multiple hardships may also have a very positive self-image. Just to kind of piggyback off this a little bit, for instance, you know, the way I became a personal trainer is a good friend of mine, you know, saw that I had a good work ethic in myself And he would always tell me, you know, you should be a trainer because you can motivate and encourage people to, you know, live a healthier lifestyle. Well, that person saw that in me, and I didn't see it because I just threw it out the window. I was like, no, I know I couldn't help somebody else, you know, live a healthy life or reach their goals. And then I finally did, you know, take that belief on and paint that picture of myself as training people and helping them to live the lifestyle that they choose to live. So that's just an example of, you know, the world seeing you different from yourself, because sometimes it takes somebody in the world to give you that boost of confidence in yourself to say, you know, hey, I see this in you where you don't see it, you know, because we see ourselves every day, and every day is a routine for us. So we carry on the same activities, and it takes that outside person that, you know, don't see the same routine that we see every day, but they see one thing that may stand out that say, hey, I can see him or her doing this. I can see him or her doing that. And my personal belief on that is that I think we're all here to be able to give somebody something to, you know, from our own experiences and what we see in people. I think that we all are here to encourage and uplift other people to help them see themselves better than who they are. I believe that that's what I do as a trainer. But even if somebody's not into, you know, working with people or helping people, I think if we paid enough attention to people that, you know, we could see something in them to encourage them and uplift them. And if we all showed more concern and love towards each other, then, you know, of course the world would be a better place, you know. If we saw something in somebody and knew that they can be better or do better and just gave them that encouragement, I think that we all have a responsibility to each other to do that. And I know I need to work on that more myself and encouraging, you know, I encourage my clients and everything, but that's like my life routine, you know, that's expected, you know, but it's not expected for me to see somebody that I don't know and just say, you know, hey, I've seen you, you know, working out, or I've seen you in the store for a while, you know, and just giving them some encouraging words, you know, to help build their self-esteem, and then they paint a different picture of themselves. And, you know, the same way that that person came to me and told me, hey, you know, Marvin, I think that you would be a great trainer, and now here I am today making a decent income training people. And I don't know if he would have never told me that, you know, maybe I would have never given it any thought or concern in thinking that I can help other people, you know, succeed as a personal trainer. So, you know, your self-image plays a big role in you know, your daily activities and your goals and what you want to accomplish. Now, to tell you a little bit about my story and how I started to see myself more confident and better, you know, I don't recommend this path for anybody else, but for me it started from, you know, consuming alcohol at night. You know, I would drink a lot, and I would drink not because of getting drunk or because of, you know, drinking. My reason for drinking was to have a better self-image. I had a confidence in myself, you know, just sitting at home, and I always knew I wanted to be a successful person. I always knew I wanted to do more for my kids, my family, and everything. But as a sober person, I didn't have that confidence. I didn't have that belief. And then what I noticed, and, you know, I would drink, you know, just normal drinking, you know, a beer here or something. I'd watch TV and I'd see things, and I'd be like, man, I believe I can do that. I think I can do that. Or I think I can do this or whatever, because I'm also a real estate agent. So I'd watch a lot of real estate shows on TV. And as I was, you know, drinking or whatever, I'd have the confidence to think that I could go out here and close 3, 4, 5, 6 deals or whatever, which I had never done. So that caught my attention. I noticed it. I said to myself, wow, every time I, you know, get to the point I've had a couple of drinks, I get this different confidence in myself. And so that went on for a long time. I would say over a year and a half, almost 2 years, you know, that would happen. And so I prayed. I said, Lord, you know, God, help me to have that same confidence sober. Help me to feel the same way that I feel about myself when I'm drinking, that I can go do whatever in the world that I choose to do and believe in myself, you know, believe that I can accomplish it. You know, Lord, help me to feel like that, you know, sober. And when I wake up in the morning and go to work, or when, you know, whatever, just I want to feel that same feeling. And so, of course, you're not going to feel the exact same way you do drinking alcohol or anything, but I did start to feel more confident. I started to feel, you know, I started to think more of myself. And because as I was drinking, I was painting a different picture of myself. And the more it happened, the more it just stuck with me. And so it went from that to I started reading more. I started reading about other people's experiences and realizing, look, I'm not the only person that had a setback. I'm not the only person that didn't succeed the first time they tried. And more I read about other people's story, the more I realized, I said, hey, if they can do it, I can do it. If they can move past this, you know, obstacle and get over it, so can I. They're no different from me. The only difference is the belief they have in themselves. The only difference is the confidence they have in themselves, you know, the confidence in accomplishing a task. You know, so I realized, I said, you know, if that person can do it, let me find out how they did it. Let me find out how they built that confidence in themselves. And sure enough, everybody that I read about that's successful from, you know, just the average person that's maybe not a multimillionaire or whatever, but just having success in life and being happy, to, you know, the Mark Zuckerbergs, the billionaires and everything, you know, pretty much they're all on the same path. They got knowledge from books. You know, they started reading about other people. They started believing in themselves more from reading and putting themselves around masterminds, around people that was you know, going the same direction and traveling the same path that they were, you know, for success. You know, putting yourself around other people, like-minded people. That'll help build that self-image and help with that self-esteem. You know, because me personally, I feel like I've done so much by myself, because I don't have this group of people to, you know, collaborate with and to kind of uplift me and keep me going. That's why I know that my journey is going to be so successful, because if I wanted to quit, I would have been quit. I would have, you know, stopped this a long time ago, and here I am now hosting a radio show on Blog Talk Radio, whereas, you know, I remember years ago where I just, you know, I wasn't shy, but I didn't care enough about people to share my story. I didn't care enough about people to even want to understand or get to know people or care about helping people. And now here I am years later that, you know, I've made a complete turnaround from what I used to be. So, you know, I've done a lot by myself, and I've prayed a lot, and I know the time is coming when I will attract those people into my life that I need for me to keep growing. To keep growing, because we all need a little pressure. Just like that diamond needs a little pressure, we all need a little pressure, a little force behind what we're trying to do to break us through that wall, through that sticking point. You know, just like a person that's exercising that wants to lose weight, they hit that plateau. So they hire a trainer, or they change their eating habits, or they decrease their calories a little bit more. They do something different to get them through that plateau. And so that's where I'm at in my life as far as building on my self-image. I have to start attracting more people that can give me just a little more push, a little more say, you know, what you're doing isn't enough, because it's not going to happen with just me by myself. You know, we weren't created to just live a life and an abundant life by ourselves. We need each other. And so, you know, a lot of what I've done and I do consider myself a success. Not that I have the money in the bank, but I consider myself a success because all the things that tried to keep me down, all the things that I got involved in that could have kept me down or took my life, they didn't. So I made it through that, and I honestly don't believe I can see anything worse happening in my life. You know, so that's why I consider myself a success, because I truly believe in my heart that I made it through the rough times that I ever make in my life. You know, from drug addiction to alcohol to, you know, verbal abuse and you know, physical abuse situations and all this kind of stuff, I made it through all that. So it's time to look forward, the sky's the limit, and, you know, enhance my self-image by putting myself around people who can pull more out of me, you know. And I also want to do that in return. I want to push somebody. You know, I want to encourage somebody to say, you know, hey, 2 years ago, man, I would have never done this. You know, a year ago, I would have never stood up in front of somebody and told my story. But because you did, I want to tell mine. You know, so I want to talk a little bit about a guy named Bob Proctor. I'm pretty sure a lot of you know who he is, you know, self-help guru. He was one of the people that was in the book, The Secret. So, you know, he spoke on self-image, and he has this, his whole training is about paradigm shift, you know, how you see yourself, self-image and all that. And so I'm doing a lot of YouTube watching on him, and he said a couple of things here that I like to point out. He said most people go right through their life and never really understand their self-image. Number two, he said we should learn about self-image before starting school. Number three, he mentioned a man by the name of Dr. Maxwell Maltz. Around the 1960s, said it was the greatest physiological discovery in his generation psychological discovery in his generation was about self-image. And he said some of us have a lot of false information, so we have a false self-image of ourselves. So, you know, false information coming from outsiders telling you what you can and can't do because they don't know what's in your heart. You know, they only see the exterior, but they don't know the interior and what's going on inside of you. So from what Mr. Bob Proctor is saying is that so much relies on your self-image and how you see yourself. He said most people go right through their life without even understanding about their self-image. And that blows my mind because, you know, and this is some of the things that, you know, I've heard so many people say they don't teach in school. You know, they talk about getting an education and, you know, a formal education and all this kind of stuff, go to college. And so many people are doing all these things and doing them because of what somebody or some other influence has put in them. They're going to school to be a doctor or a lawyer or this or that, and that's not who they really are, who they want to be, but they're so wanting to please their parents or please others and live the life that others want them to live instead of their own life because they have no self-image, no self-esteem to say, you know what, that's not who I am. That's not who I am. That's not what I want to do. You know, I see myself, if somebody just want to be a teacher, I mean, teachers are that's one of the best professions ever because they're giving our children the knowledge they need that they're going to have in this world to be productive, law-abiding citizens. You know, to go to school and get an education. Somebody can just say, "Hey, I want to be a teacher." That should be good enough. You know, just because that's what they chose to be, and that's what's going to bring them joy and peace and happiness because they're helping and educating a child or an adult if it's a professor. You know, because they're giving back by teaching and spending time with the student to give them, you know, the knowledge that they help them get the knowledge that they need to go on and create the lifestyle that they want to live. You know, so many people are out there living somebody else's life because they have a low self-esteem or low self-image of themselves. And so, you know, that's why, you know, listening to Bob Proctor, he really has helped me to, you know, shift my mindset into looking at who I am. You know, understanding that this is my life and I can choose to live my life how I want to. I can, you know, based off, you know, I believe that what's important with us in deciding who we are to become and what we should do with our life is, first of all, recognize what you have. Recognize your gift. Recognize, you know, what's inside of you that's just naturally going to come out. You know, I said before in a previous show that, you know, they used to tell me I talked a lot in school. You know, well, here I am now talking a lot, hosting a radio show. You know, maybe, I don't know, one day maybe, you know, as I get better at it, because I know this isn't great speaking right now, but as I get better at it, you know, who knows, maybe somebody may want to pay me to speak. You know, but the point of it is that telling somebody that what their gift is what they're doing is wrong, you know, is just sending them down the wrong path. This would be a better world, a better place if we allow people to be who they were born to be. You know, instead of trying to create something that we want them to be, like I like to say, playing God with somebody else's life. You know, trying to tell them what direction to go in. You know, to suggest to somebody what you see in them is great. You know, like I said, my good friend suggested that I should be a trainer. Well, that was a good thing, you know, and even criticism is good if it's in a way to, you know, you're criticizing to uplift, you're criticizing to get more out of somebody, but you're not criticizing them to say, you know what, you have nothing to give, you're worthless. You know, nobody should hear that. Nobody should, that shouldn't be told to anybody, because God doesn't create anything worthless. Everything that's been created has worth, has value, has something about it, and is and there's a gift inside of it. So, and that's what I had to learn. I had to learn to look at what I have to offer. You know, what do I have to give to this world? You know, I've heard a great speaker say, to get what you want, help other people get what they want. You know, how do you help other people get what they want? By giving your gift, giving what you was created to give. You know, that's the only way you can truly give anything, because that's the only thing, you know, and when you think about the word gift, you know, that means somebody gave it to you, you know, then you should be kind enough to share it and, you know, give it to them and share that gift, that, because why receive something that is so much value and not share it with somebody else to help them through a situation? And, you know, I personally believe that for my own life, you know, I was thinking about something here, and I put this quote down a little early today, and I'm going to see if I can find it real quick. But, you know, here it is, right? It's my personal belief I was delivered out of my situation for two reasons. Now, I wrote this down just a little bit to remember. Number one reason is to give God the glory, which is my testimony. And the number two reason that I believe I was delivered out of my situation is to lead others that are in the same situation out, to help them see the light and the possibility of being delivered, so that they can now give God the glory and share their story. See, if we all sought out to help others through their situation from experiencing our own, we'll all have, there'll be more peace and happiness than there is now. If we sought out, you know, if you had the self-image of yourself was enhanced and improved because, you know, somebody giving you uplifting words or just telling you, you know, they see more in you, then, and you came out of some kind of pain or some kind of struggle, I think in return that you should seek somebody that's dealing with the same issue to help build their self-image and their self-esteem. And if we all kind of, you know, went forward in life like that, seeking somebody that we can help instead of, you know, we just go to our jobs, come home, kick back, relax, go to our jobs, come home, kick back, relax, and you've successfully defeated your demons or your struggle, and you're looking at yourself like, you know, hey, I made it through this and made it through that. Well, then, you know, seek to find somebody else, because, you know, in my last show, I talked about two young men committing suicide. They're no longer with us. If somebody like myself or somebody was there to, you know, hopefully say something to them, maybe they'd still be here. I don't know. Only God knows that. But it's just simple things like that that you never know what you can be pulling somebody out of. So what are some ways that you can, you know, enhance or improve your self-image? It's almost based, you know, the same thing with self-esteem, about the negative thoughts and the negative, you know, saying negative things to yourself and just, you know, negative pictures. You have to put yourself around, even if you don't believe it at the moment, you have to put yourself around more positive influence from people. To, if you watch a lot of TV, you know, TV isn't bad, but it's what you watch. You know, watch things, shows that are more positive, give you, you know, make you feel better about who you are, to help you see that you, you know, you are more than what you, you know, what you think you are. And another thing about self-image, so many of us do things because we aren't happy with who we are, how we look, how we feel, you know, and we tend to get so much, you know, even myself, like I work out, I lift weights a lot, you know, I'm working on the outer me, you know, so much that, you know, you also have to work on the inner me, you know, the thoughts that are in my mind and all that kind of stuff, because we all as humans get caught up in that outer appearance to have somebody else look at you and give you that you know, look of satisfaction or appreciation instead of you feeling that for yourself. You know, so if we start feeling more satisfied and appreciated about ourselves, then the more people will draw to us that, you know, we can attract those kind of people in our life. You know, but if you're always negative, always down on yourself, that's pretty much what you're going to keep attracting in your life. Negative people, because you're a negative person, self-doubt. You know, you're going to attract people that don't have anything going on with themselves. All they want to do is talk about other people and put them down because they have low self-esteem. So when you have that low self-esteem, that's what you're going to continue to attract, people with low self-esteem. You know, so when you start enhancing and developing a higher self-esteem, you'll start to notice people come around you that, you know, feel better about themselves. That's what you're going to attract in your life. So, you know, that's a couple of ways to improve on that. It's just who you look at, who you're around. You know, if you're not around somebody that can encourage and uplift you and you can do the same for them, you got to find some new people to put yourself around. If that means being lonely for a while, be lonely. Be lonely because, you know, at the same time, you have somebody that's there for you, you know, spiritually. You know, so if you have to be lonely and by yourself in the physical, do that. But work on yourself and while you're doing that. Because as you're working on yourself and you're reading books and you're listening to positive programming, what you're doing is reprogramming your mind. Reprogramming your mind, reprogramming your beliefs, creating a belief habits, you know, to where now you're starting to attract the same type of people in your life. Same type of people in your life. So, you know, again, I just wanted to say that, you know, self-image and self-esteem, once you get those two together, not that life is going to be, you know, cookies and cream, everything's going to be great, but you're going to know who you are. Once you know who you are as a person, hey, nothing can stop you from doing what you set out to do. Nothing, because you know who you are internally, you know, and as you go, you can say, you know, I can defeat this. If you defeated anything once, you can continue to defeat more obstacles coming in your way. You can continue. And eventually, it's not going to be a hard, rocky road all the time. You know, eventually, it'll be a little downhill. But, you know, life has its seasons. And when it starts getting a little shaky, that means it must be time for you to grow. You know, maybe you've been complacent and that place stuck for a long time. Now it's time to be stretched a little bit. It's time to grow some more. So, that's pretty much my show for tonight on self-image. And, you know, I just want to encourage you that if you're somebody who has low self-esteem and, you know, you don't picture yourself being the kind of person that you want to be, remember now, I don't recommend you doing what I did as far as, you know, watching TV and consuming alcohol and starting to build a little confidence, but do what it takes for you to see yourself better than what you do. You know, look yourself in the mirror and be honest with yourself first. You know, it's okay to be critical, but don't condemn yourself. Be critical, but then move on from that. Say, you know, I'm this way now, but it's not going to be like this forever because I'm going to do what I have to do each day at a time, you know, one day at a time, you know, and get through whatever I have to get through. So what I would like to do now is, as I'm getting ready to wrap up the show, is I'd like to inform you about our upcoming shows. We have one tomorrow at 12 o'clock on International Life Coach Radio's Energy for Success with host Deborah. Also at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, tune in to Tracy and Rob on Life Coach Chat Channel. And also don't forget about our sponsor at Audible.com, our leading provider in spoken audio entertainment. Again, my name is Marvin Gully, and y'all have a good night. Bye.